Answer these questions honestly, because I bet most people can't. Number one, is there any means by which any number of individuals can delegate to someone else the moral right to do something which none of the individuals has the moral right to do themselves? Number two, do those who wield political power, presidents, legislators, etc., have the moral right to do things which other people do not have the moral right to do? If so, from whom and how do they acquire such a right? Number three, is there any process, constitutions, elections, legislation, by which human beings can transform an immoral act into a moral act without changing the act itself? And number four, when lawmakers and law enforcers use coercion and force in the name of law and government, do they bear the same responsibility for their actions that anyone else would who did the same thing on his own? And number five, when there is a conflict between an individual's own moral conscience and the commands of a political authority, is the individual morally obligated to do what he personally views as wrong in order to obey the law? If you say no, then you, just like the greatest writer of all time, Leo Tolstoy, are an anarchist.